Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Sow the Earth.
Welcome, welcome to Solve Your Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Cole. So come on in, where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on August 20th, 21. So don't forget to let your friends and family know that Solve Your Earth comes on at 3 p.m. Pacific time every Friday. So we thank you guys for joining us today. So we welcome you. Come on in for this 1 hour with Solve Your Earth. We thank everyone for coming in. Now turning it over to your host, Alexandra Cole.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kendra. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Triple A welcome. Welcome, beloveds, and welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Sister Alexandra, and my co-host is Sis Kendra, and we're giving glory to God and asking for the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you, and pray for you, and with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go deep, and our prayer bullets, when aimed, will hit their targets. Enough said. Now let's get started. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our heads for our opening, cleansing, and protection prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find your nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. No demon has the right or power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, the land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen, saints. So today we are talking about warrior or warrior. Which one are you? So before we get started, we have a poem by Sister Kendra. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. Today's poem is titled, All My Trophies. All praise to you, God, does belong only through can I be strong. Without you, I am incomplete. All my trophies laid at your feet. Any success is not self-made. You merit every accolade. None with thy power can compete. All my trophies laid at your feet. Daily your praises to be sung. Cease not in this, my willing tongue, an offering of nectar sweet. All my trophies laid at your feet. And when my life comes to an end, may I in thanks my knee to bend. With grateful heart, my soul replete, all my trophies laid at your feet. Amen. Now turning back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kendra. So today's topic is something that we all kind of go through as human beings, and that is we worry. We worry about a lot of things. And so today's topic is worrier or warrior. Which one are you? So worriers tend to fight within, while warriors go out and fight the problem. Warriors often focus on what could go wrong, while warriors just go out there and go for it. If a warrior loses, they may feel defeated and not want to take the chance, and may not want to take the chance again. If a warrior loses, they tend to regroup and get back into the fight. But when Jesus speaks, he tells us to do this instead of worrying. John 14 and 27. John 14 and 27, Kendra. So again, when Jesus speaks, he tells us to do this instead of worrying.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
As you can see, we go from one thing to another. There's no way you can't see the things around you that's happening and not give you fear or make you wary. You may be worried about a loved family member going through something, and it's on your mind, and you're worried about it, right? Wrong. Give it to Jesus, and this is what he says. Amen. This is Matthew 11:28
through. Tell me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen. So, sister or brother, and can you be so calm when all this stuff is coming at you and upon you, and it's in your face? Because we are going to worry less and pray more. Again, did you hear me? Saints, we are going to worry less and pray more. The rule of thumb is, have you heard or know the serenity prayer? It goes like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So I say to you, can worrying change anything? No. It can, you can make you sink into depression, anxiety, and add gray hair to your head. And that is unacceptable for a faith-believing spiritual child of God. You have your God and your faith. What does Scripture say? Proverbs 12 and 25. What does Proverbs say about this?
Heaviness in the heart of man make it stoop, but a good word make it glad.
So God says, turn that worry into something positive. Don't ever Let the devil see you sweating or fretting about something, because he'll try to find a way to use your fears against you. You see, when we are in the flesh, we have our feelings and emotions talking to us, and that's being human. But when we are in the spirit, that's a different element, and we don't hear the flesh, nor do we want to hear it, because everything is on a spiritual level. We're higher and in power before glory, listening and receiving and walking in the highest form. So we know the Bible clearly teaches that Christians are not to worry. In Philippians 4:16, this is what the Lord teaches us. 4:6.
Okay. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Okay. So we are commanded, do not be anxious, which means do not worry, about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, which is supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The more you listen to God and the more of your heart you give to him, the less weary you will have. Amen. Hold on one second. Now, on a higher note, if you flip the script from worrier to warrior, we are on a higher step, and we want to do something about it. So the warrior goes by scripture, saying Ephesians 6:10-18. This is what the Lord wants us to do.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of the salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all preparations and supplication for all saints.
Amen. So God also wants those. So God also wants us to remember this. Hold on one moment. Okay. God also wants us to remember this, us the children of God that are warriors. Romans 13:1-7. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong, do you want to be free from fear of one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. And if you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. A warrior is someone who is willing to commit to a daily heartfelt prayer practice and who is willing to pray alone for others, with others, and even for strangers. When you decide to become a prayer warrior, the battle is on your knees in the war room of prayer. You fight your battle on your knees, and you stay there till the victory is yours. So are you a warrior or a warrior? Remember, a warrior stresses and does nothing. Faith without works is dead. Or a warrior, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and fight the battle on your knees. Amen. So today's topic was about a warrior or a warrior. So you need to figure out which one are you, because some of us, we can't handle bad news. Anything stressful, sometimes, you know, we tell people we're going to pray for them, and then we do pray for them. But we also have people that worry a lot when they find out something about family or friends or whatever. You know, we give them our, you know, we talk with them, we console them, but then we'll start worrying about the situation instead of doing something about it. Are you going to worry about it, or are you going to do something about it? So a warrior will just do nothing and just hope maybe it'll be all right. Well, it'll be okay. They take no steps, no effort to do anything towards it. So they just hope that with due time, it'll be okay. It'll pass over. That's a warrior. They worry about it, but they let it go. They take no steps or put no effort into helping resolve the situation, or they take no steps, period. So that's faith without works is dead. But if you are a warrior, and if you're helping a friend or family member, well, the best thing you can do as a warrior is to get down on your knees and fight this battle. Not just say, oh, I'm going to pray for you. Get down there and really pray for the person. You may have to pray more than just one time, because we pray about things once and we let it go. We need to pray about it again and again and again until we get an answer or the battle is won. That is what a prayer warrior does. They don't give up. They don't just pray one time. We time ourselves. I'm on a timer. All through the day, I pray 4 to 6 times a day. My alarm goes off. When my alarm goes off, I'm in prayer. It don't matter where I am. I could be out shopping, and I will pray. I will pray while I'm pushing that buggy. I will pray while I'm in the car. It doesn't matter. When my alarm go off, I go straight into prayer mode. So I have my alarm set to do that. And I pray whether anything is happening or not. So I don't wait till things come upon me or situations happen. If I'm already in a constant flow of praying, then this makes it even better, because I've already built up prayers. And so I'm just praying on a natural, I'm making it a natural thing, a habit to already do it. So we need to, when you decide that you want to stop being a warrior and become a warrior, you can be a warrior. but maybe you don't have, some people say, I don't have time for that. You got time to breathe. You got time to do other things that you want to do. You have to just prioritize what's important to you. But if you already built up prayers, then when something come along, it'll be a piece of cake. It'll be a piece of cake for you, so you won't have to say, oh, let me go into prayer. Keep a some type of praying vigil going. If it ain't nothing but maybe once or twice a week, you want to set a little time aside to pray. You know what I'm saying? And have this relationship with the Lord. But keep your prayers going, because now we really need to keep our prayers going when we see all these things happening around us. So if we keep our prayers up, our protection wall up, and we know that the Lord is also covering us, then we don't fear. We don't have that fear. And we shouldn't have that fear. So we keep our prayer life up. Everything else will come into place. Amen. Because that's what we do. We are children of the Most High. We are blessed. We have the tools. We know how to do it because he taught us how to do it in his word. So we have no reason to say that we can't do this or we can't do that. We only can't do it if we don't want to do it, if we don't have time to do it. You know, we can make excuses for it, but when we need it, it's there for us. So I'm not putting any pressure on anyone to tell you to do this. I'm just telling you how things work. And things work like if you keep your prayer life up, then when you come against anything, it'll be a piece of cake. It won't even bother you. Things will just go head on through. You have like a little snag, and you'll keep going. Because now the snag has been removed because you didn't keep your prayer life up. So you might have came against something, but you go ease on through that, and you go keep on going. So I would advise people to just kind of keep your prayer life up. You always want to keep that up because you're never going to be free of the devil. He's going to always be somewhere. He's going to be somewhere not far to see what you haven't done so he can find a way to sneak back in through the back door, or if he can sneak in and do something to a family member, or he's gonna have his will over some of the people that you know. But then he know that you are full of prayers and you're filled up with the word of God. So he's going to be more watchful of you because he know that you have this protection around you. So all I'm saying is we just need to keep up our prayer life. And that's very important during these times. So we don't need to fill ourselves with all this stuff that's going around, because this stuff out here ain't going nowhere. If anything, it'll get worse or it won't get better. So we just need to keep our prayer life up. And if you have someone to pray with, that's even better. Two or more, that's even better. That's in the word as well. And Jesus said that he will answer your prayer. So if you can find someone to pray with, a prayer partner, that's even better. Somebody that needs, you know, that prays like you, that thinks like you, and you guys pray together, that's double. That's double energy in prayer. So that means like one person can do it, and unless you have a built-up prayer life, you know, you will get an answer, but maybe it'll take longer or whatever. But if it's two of you guys praying, then you will get your answer quicker than one person that needs to build up their prayer life. But I'm just saying, we need to just build up our prayer life, because we already know it's not going to get any better. They're coming out with new stuff every day. So I don't want you guys to worry about that stuff, because that stuff doesn't really apply to us because we're following Christ. But we do need to always obey the rules of the land. But then when you have personal choices that you have to make a decision on, then you make the best choice for you and your family. You make the best choice. You can take it to the Lord. You can pray about it, or you can just do whatever you feel is the best choice. But always know that you're still a child of God. Regardless of whatever choice you make, you're still a child of God. Just keep your prayer life up and know that the blood of Jesus is covering you. Amen. So we want to keep our prayer life up. That's what we want to do. We want to stay watchful and keep our prayer life up, because all this stuff that's getting thrown at you, your everyday, the everyday dealings of life, and then they put stuff on TV to make you, you know, you got to make a decision about this and that. They're bombarding you with all kind of stuff. So you're doing your life, and then they're bombarding you with other things that they, I'm not saying they're not important, but you just got to prioritize things. You just have to prioritize. So just make sure that you keep yourself and your family safe. Keep your prayers up. Don't worry about a lot of stuff because worrying does nothing. Worrying causes anxiety and depression. It can throw you into a darker realm, and that's not what you want to do. You don't want to get thrown into a darker realm or get overwhelmed with this stuff. So don't let it get into your mind like that. Keep your mind high. And you keep your mind high with positive things, positive vibrations. Again, you don't want to be around negative people or people that's always bringing you negative news or they never have anything good to say. Every time you're around them, they got some bad news for you. You know, that energy, they're stealing your energy. They're calling you up and asking you, listen to this. They always got something bad to tell you. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep your energy and your vibrations high because that's what helps you in your prayer. Your energy and your vibrations is high. So when you pray, then you, your prayers go further. So you want to make sure that you keep yourself up to par with your prayers and with a positive mind. We have to have a positive mind. We don't care what we see with our naked eye. We have to have a positive mind, and we have to have our faith in place. So once we have a positive mind and our faith in place, then it doesn't matter what we hear because it'll roll off of you like water repellent. It'll just roll off of you. So your mind is already set, so it doesn't matter what you hear. Okay, I hear you. Okay, I'm going to pray for you, you know, and you still be who you are, but your mind is set high, not low. Low minds receive negativity, and it gets to them, and it pulls them down. And then now they want to find somebody to dump all that on to hear, and, you know, then when you hear it, you might start worrying. Or, you know, if you didn't see it coming, a loved one might bring you some negativity. Keep your mind high no matter what you hear, no matter what you see. Keep your mind high. Keep your vibrations high. That's what's really important when it comes to children of God. Remember, we have tools and weapons in the word that we can use. So we don't let the devil sneak in through family members and people that we know. We always have to keep ourselves protected, and we know how to do that. Amen. So that was today's topic, warrior or warrior. We don't want you worrying about anything, especially if you're not going to do anything about it. So if you're not going to do anything about it, then don't worry about it. But if you're going to worry about it, then do something about it. So you got two choices. Either you don't have to do anything or you can do something about it. The choice is up to you. But worrying is one of the things that you don't want to do. That's what Jesus spoke on today in Scripture. You don't want to worry. That doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't help you in any shape, form, or fashion. So if you're not ready to pray about it, get on your knees about it, get a partner and pray about it, then I would suggest that you just let it go so it won't get the best of you. Because if this is somebody close to you or something, it can really affect you. And you want to keep everything high, your vibrations, yourself, you want to keep everything high. It'll be hard. I know it's not easy. It will be hard, but you can do it. You can do it. Give everything to the Lord. Turn it over to the Lord. It may be more than you can handle. Turn it over to the Lord. So we don't want you worrying about this stuff that's going on out here. We can hear it, but we don't have to take it on. We don't have to receive it. We don't have to wear that jacket. And that's what I'm telling the saints today. Don't put on the jacket of the negativity, all this stuff coming at you at one time. Don't put on those jackets. That's when people start going down. When they wear that jacket, they start believing everything that is said out here in the media, The media come back, they change their mind, they say something different, they say something over here. You know, they taking you in the whirlwind. What they want you to do is to destroy yourself. If they give you enough of the wrong stuff and the wrong information, you will destroy yourself. So don't let them destroy you. Don't let them destroy you. Remember that that's why all this stuff is out here like this. It's to destroy you. It's to weaken you. Whatever you deal with, they know some of you guys haven't, like, taken the jab. But for those that want to take the jab, it's nothing wrong with that. God still has you covered. For those who don't take the jab, they want you to come in to take the jab. If you decided you don't want to take the jab, then that's up to you. But let that be your choice and not their choice. Amen. Let that be your choice and not their choice. So they're going to be throwing things at you in the media. Expect for this to continue until this is going to be a winter thing, when they'll be telling you about some, like, food shortage. They're going to come up with a whole lot of things. But just remember, you're stronger than all that they are throwing at you, bombarding you with. So don't allow it. Remember, your mind is the strongest thing that you got. And once you let that, veil down and let all that negativity and all that poison in, it's going to break you down. As long as the Lord has you covered with the blood, you keep that covering over your mind. Because you need your mind in order to stay spiritual, connected with God. And he didn't give you the spirit of fear, so don't even worry about all the stuff that you're hearing and that you're seeing. Just make sure that you stay in the word and continue to strengthen yourself with the word. So don't let all the stuff he told you, all this stuff in the Bible, you will see all these things, but don't be worried about it. So you need to make sure that your mind has that, and you have that inside your mind, that all this stuff that you see is not affecting you. But the people around you that don't have any covering, that don't have the word of God in them, that's not baptized and that's not in the word, they will tell you their insecurities and their fear. They will tell you, well, girl, well, what you going to do? Or what you going to do? You know, these are people that are panicking. These are people that don't know what to do. So they haven't decided they want to come to Jesus, but they still want to be in the world. And so they were asking you, what are you doing? But they're not doing like you're doing. You're covered by the blood. You're covered by Jesus. But they're not covered. But they want you to give them an answer what to do. I'm not covered. I'm not ready to come in into the I'm not ready to come into the house of God. I'm not ready to turn over to the Lord. But what should I do? What you think? They're going to ask you questions like that, and you can't make up their mind for them. They have to make up their own mind, because the only thing that you can give them is Jesus. You can invite them in, and if they don't want to come in, then you don't have the answer for them being out there, because they're going to come and ask you. A lot of times when things start going bow-legged, people that is not with the Lord will come and talk to their friends that is of God, and they want advice from you. And when they come and ask advice from you, then the only thing you can do is refer them to the Lord, because you're covered. But they are not covered, so they want you to give them an answer. What should I do? So that's a personal decision they got to make. Are they going to stay out there in the storm, or are they going to come in into the shelter and allow the Lord Jesus to come into their life? So that's their decision. But they are going to come to you. Trust me, if you don't already have people coming to you, they will be coming to you, because they know that you're more spiritual. People that are not spiritual will run to their spiritual friends and ask for advice. And what are you doing? Well, I'm going to do what you're doing. But they still haven't came to the Lord, but they're going to do what you're doing. That don't mean it's going to work for them, but they can do what you do. But they need to make a decision, you know what I'm saying? Because the Lord will cover them now, and then they'll go right back into the world doing the same old thing. So I don't know, how many times have they done that with the Lord? Because after a while, the Lord will turn his back on them. So you don't know how many times they done went out there and did whatever they've done. and they told Lord, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll promise that. And having kept that promise, they'd have made a vow to the Lord and already broken. Now they're asking you, what are you going to do? But anyway, don't worry about that. You know you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You know you his child. You know you have been baptized. Okay, so you know that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. So you are covered. All you have to do is just continue to walk in the word and be safe and be strong. That's all you have to do. We already have our tools and everything. We have our armor. So therefore, anything that the media tell us or whatever they say, that's fine. That's okay. But we going to be all right. So we not going to panic. We not going to do like the world because we are not of the world. We're just in the world but not of it. So we are set aside. We are special people. We have to remember that. So no matter how rough it gets, or no matter how the waters get murky, how the waters get murky, whatever, we know that we are okay. And you got to think that way. So you know that you know, just like you know that Jesus died on the cross for us. You know that you're going to be all right. So it's not a front. You know deep down inside the Lord has you covered. You know deep down inside that the blood of Jesus is over you. So you know that you can always get your oil. If you feel any fear, you can get your oil, anoint your doors, anoint your windows. You know, if you feel like anything may be coming through your doors or your windows or the bad air, whatever. Anoint your doors, anoint your windows, anoint your car. Don't forget you got your oil. So do those types of things and just keep your mind hot. It's all about the mind. So you can't let the people in the world trick you so your guard can come down. You have to keep your guard up in Christ Jesus at all times with his word and your faith. You will be all right. So that's what I'm encouraging everyone to do. So don't be a warrior. Don't worry about stuff because it's too much stuff out here. You worry about all this stuff, you will sink into depression, anxiety. You'll be like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? This happened to my cousin. This happened to my sister. This happened to my brother. But it didn't happen to you. Not saying it can't happen to you, but it hasn't happened to you because your mindset is different from theirs. That could be one of the things as well. So I'm just saying, you just have to remember all this. But amen. So that was our topic today. Warrior or warrior? Which one are you? I'm hoping that you are a warrior in Christ Jesus. And anything you come up against, you are prepared for it. If you need to call a friend that's just like you, that's in the word of God, then you got two people. When you need to pray for something, you could call it. We'll have three people. The more people that situation with you, the stronger it will be. Amen. So you don't want to maybe be a long ranger, but if you are, and if you have built up your prayers and you've been praying on a regular basis, you get those prayers in. Then when something come against you, like I said, it will be easy peasy. You'll come to a snag in the road, but it won't defy you. It won't defeat you. You'll be able to go around it, move it out of the way, and keep going. So it will not put you in panic and fear and frustration, and it won't put you in that because you built up your prayer life. That's why we need to pray on a regular basis. The Bible says watch and pray, and that's what we need to do. We need to watch, and we need to pray for everything, and we need to pray for everyone, our loved ones and everything. But we turn everything over to him. He has the final say. He has the final say for the people that are spiritual. He has the final say for the people that are not spiritual. So he has the whole world in his hands. So it doesn't matter if you're in the Lord, Tovin, or if you're in the world. He has the whole world in his hands. For those that don't want to come and want to stay in the world, okay, so be it. That's their request. That's what they want to do. They want to stay there. But they want the answers that the children of God have. They want to protect themselves from the world, but they're in the world and of the world. So they can't have their cake and eat it too. They have to make a decision. But they walk the way they walk. They walk in the world, and they walk as the world walks. Whatever the world go through, they go through it. We, on the other hand, are under God's covenant, and we walk according to his word. So we walk indifferently from them. So we can't compare ourselves to them because we are set aside. We're different from them. The Bible tells us that we are special people set aside from them, but we can always pray for them. Because I know you're somebody's mother, sister, aunt, and then we got brothers, men that are brothers, fathers, uncles as well. So what we can do is pray for them. We can pray for them and we can suggest what they can do. Amen? So other than that, that was today's topic. I thank everyone for chiming in today. We may be ending a little early today, but since we're ending a little early, we can have open forum for anyone that wants to talk about anything. We're also going to, at this time, open the floor for anyone that wants to come forth with any praise reports or anyone that needs prayer at this time. Amen. Is there anyone that have a question that would like to come forward that would like prayer at this time? Or would they like to talk about today's topic? Amen. Amen. Anyone?
Praise the Lord. This is Brother James from Las Vegas.
Amen, Brother James.
I just need everyone to pray for me. I found out that I went to the doctor and I found out I had a sinus infection, and I've been taking medicine for the last week and a half or so. So this morning I had to take my medicine this morning, and I had a bad experience. The medicine it was a big pill. The medicine didn't go down. The pill got stuck in between, got stuck somewhere in my throat. And then I wasn't panicking or nothing, but I was concerned because the pill was big, and I drank like 3 bottles of water and it still wouldn't go down. And so when I was trying to, after I took the pill, I didn't lay right down. I sat up, and then as soon as I sat up on my bed, I had to run to the bathroom. I had to throw everything that I had. It was thrown up. So I just want everyone to pray for me, and know that that I feel better. Amen. Because I know it was nothing but trick of the enemy, I just need prayer. We all need prayer, but sometimes we need more prayer than usual prayer,
right.
I'm just asking for prayer for me and for my son in Texas and my grandson in Alabama.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you answer Brother James, amen, with his illness. The medication is not going so pleasantly with him. Father God, we ask that you touch him in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you put your loving kindness, we ask that you wrap your arms around him at this time, Lord. He needs you. So we're asking that you just touch Brother James, amen, because this medicine is having an effect on him that's not good. So we're sending these prayers up to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we know that you will answer. So we will wait on your answer, Lord, and we know that you will answer, Brother James. We're praying in spirit, and we're praying each and every one of us online that he recovers soon. Amen, for his sinus infection. Amen. So, Father God, we leave it in your hands. And we know that you will answer. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Is there anyone else with a praise report or anything someone would like to discuss or talk about? Amen. 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 Anyone?
Amen. Amen. This is Elder Prevost. I just want to thank God for the message on today. Amen. They always say if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. If you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. So, you know, we got to believe when we pray, like we think prayer is just asking. Prayer is also believing that he is, the Bible say, whatever you ask for when you pray, believe that you have received it and you shall have it. So part of praying is also thanking God for it. I always compare it to when we get a delivery, like we order something from Amazon, we might get it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we order stuff, especially with what's going on right now, sometimes we order stuff and it could take weeks, but it's already paid for. So we don't doubt that it's on the way. We know it's on the way. So we get our confirmation back from them saying it's on the way. So we anticipate its arrival. That's the way we should pray. When we pray, we should pray like we putting an order in.
With expectation. There you go. With expectation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it's already on the way. So the next time we pray, we need to be thanking God, not asking him for the same thing that we asked him for yesterday. We need to thank him for delivering or doing whatever it is we asked him to do. So I thank God for the message on the day. And you know, we got to work. We got to pray. We got to be warriors, not worriers. Praise God.
There you go. There you go. We got to be warriors, not warriors. Because worrying it won't answer anything. It won't answer any prayers, and it won't help us in the long run.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I think, go ahead, brother.
I just want to thank the Lord for this opportunity to hear this whole show this week. And I want to thank the Lord that everybody's healthy and thank God that all my family is healthy and doing well.
Amen.
And, you know, it's nothing but good things. I want to thank God that I got favor with my boss so much with my new job. Dispatchers, they say, okay, we're in a slow period. They sent me up North Jersey to make money, and I'm making good money. I sat there all day. Overtime and just waiting, you know, for one shipment. You know, that's God causing them to have favor in me. You know I have good work ethics, you know, but actually it's God in control of things while I have favor, work ethics or not, you know. So
yeah,
I just have so much to thank God for. I could run out of breath just saying thank you, Lord, for all the good things he done in my life and is constantly doing.
Amen, because the Lord has blessed you, brother. You have got blessing after blessing after blessing. You have favor with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. A couple days last week, or the week before last, we had slow days, and he let me sit down on the computer and do stuff on the computer just to make money.
Wow, see? Favor. Whatever you are doing, keep it up, brother, because you have favor with God. Keep it up. You have favor with God.
That's all I need.
Amen. Amen. Your family is well, healthy. Your job is everything you ever wanted. And now God just giving you favor. Just keep it up. Whatever it is that you're doing extra, just keep it up. And I'm always praying with you. When anyone comes on this line, I am praying with you. I'm not just talking to you. I am praying with you. We do opening prayers when we open up the program. So I'm also always praying before I come online. So I'm always praying with you to add to whatever prayers you are praying about. Amen. So just continue to do what you're doing and continue to be blessed, brother, because God has truly blessed you and given you what you wanted. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anything else? Anyone else? Anyone else have anything that they would like to thank the Lord for? Well, let me put in mind, Lord Jesus, I thank you every day that you wake me up. I wake up in the morning, Lord, saying thank you before I even brush my teeth, wash my face, even take a shower. I'm thanking the Lord when I wake up. I'm talking to the Lord before I go to sleep. You know, and I think about the people that come on the prayer line. I always let the Lord know those that come on the prayer line, Lord, I pray for those people that come on my prayer line. That's very important to me because I know people need prayer. They want prayer. Sometimes people won't even talk about the things that they need. But in their heart, they may have a need for something, and they may not want to speak on it online. So I ask the Lord that I pray for them, whatever it is that's in their heart that may be heavy laden on them as well. Amen. So like I said, I keep myself on a timer to pray all through the day. So I'm praying for myself and for those that come on my prayer line. Amen. And that's, you know, I like doing that. I love praying for people. I pray for people when I'm out at the grocery store. Sometimes when they see me praying, they'll say, "Ooh, sister, can you pray for me?" And I just pray for them on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Right then and there on the spot. I love that. You know what I'm saying? That people ask, because they let me know that God is still out here amongst those people that may not be going to church. But when they see you praying, and they'll say thank you, real, they say thank you with no problem. Thank you, sister, whatever. But, yes, I pray for people right on the spot. Amen. So I just love that. I love that God allows me to do that, and my heart is in that place to do that for people. Because some people might say, just pray for me, and I pray for them right then and there. Amen. So everyone for coming on today. And I think our topic today is warrior or warrior. Which one are you? So we know which one we are. Amen. And we know which one that we don't want to be. Amen. So we want to thank everyone today for coming. We enjoyed your presence. And we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ with the hedge of protection. Till we meet next week, same prayer line and same prayer time. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Amen. I want to thank everyone for coming on today, and I want to send my love and blessings and triple A love to you guys. Okay, take care, and till we meet again, Father God, I ask that you keep the blood of Jesus on each and every one, bless their families, continue to have favor, and continue to bless them, Lord. We hold you at the highest esteem. Thank you, Father God, for today. Thank you for today's lesson, and thank you for today's sharing with those online. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So you guys have a great weekend, and you guys be careful and you be safe. Until we talk to you next Friday, I send you with love.
And have a beautiful weekend.
Have a beautiful weekend.
You guys,
so God bless you. God bless you. Take care.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.